Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. To find out more about the endowment, please visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our guest tonight is Robert Mallett, Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Commerce. Mr. Mallett was appointed Deputy Secretary in 1997. Welcome.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here this evening.
Mr. Mallett, can you tell us a little bit about your career prior to your appointment as Deputy Secretary of the Department of Commerce?
Well, I'm a Texan. I'm a native Texan. I grew up in Texas. That's where my family is, and I attended school down there, except in college. I attended Morehouse College in Atlanta, and upon graduation, I attended Harvard Law School, and I clerked for a judge on the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Following that, I joined a firm in Washington. It's a New York law firm, and I was in the Washington office, and I spent about 4 years there and left there, and I worked on Capitol Hill for Lloyd Benson for 4 years there. And then a friend of mine became the corporation counsel, sort of the chief lawyer, the attorney for the District of Columbia, a very dear friend, John Payton, became the corporation counsel and asked me if I would come to be his deputy. It was a very odd career move, but I had worked in the court system. I had worked for the legislative branch of government. I'd never worked for local government, and Sharon Pratt Kelly was a new mayor with a great deal of promise, and I had a great deal of confidence in John's judgment, so I decided to take a risk. And I did that, and I went to work for John as his deputy. I was there for about 8 months, after which the mayor asked me if I would become the city administrator and the deputy mayor. Obviously, it was a difficult job to refuse at the time, and I took the mayor's invitation, and I stayed there for 3.5 years and until another mayor came into office, and I joined a law firm as a partner in the city, and I stayed there for a shorter period of time as I could, and I was offered the job as the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Commerce, and I'm very, very pleased to be there now, working with the Secretary of Commerce, Bill Daley. I think we've made a very fine team. I think we have a very strong leadership team at the department and very, very effective senior-level management.
How well did these previous positions prepare you for your job as Deputy Secretary?
Oh, I think quite extraordinarily well. Obviously, my work on the Hill, I think, has enhanced my understanding of the legislative process and what it takes to move a bureaucracy and to get legislation moving. As well, I had taught previously at law school. I taught at Georgetown Law School talking about statutes and the creation of public policy. So I had a very good practical sense about how the legislative process worked and the division between the executive and legislative branches. As well, I had an academic understanding of how it worked. And now I really understand how it works, working in the executive branch as a sub-cabinet officer in a major department of the government. I would say my job as city administrator has been the biggest help to me in this job because it made me understand extremely well how to move things in government, how bureaucracies work, how they respond to certain kinds of things, human resource management and procurement. It gave me a much deeper appreciation. Obviously, the district was very different than the Department of Commerce, but I dare say it was wonderful preparation for this opportunity.
We've just talked about how government works. So tell us, how does it work? Describe your role to us as Deputy Secretary.
Well, as the deputy of the department, one of the hats I wear is the Chief Operating Officer function. It's something I embrace and I enjoy very much. It allows me to sort of run the department in terms of its resources, its manage its assets, chief of which are its people. Human resources is a very big part of my responsibility. Procurement, making certain that we can get the goods and services we need to serve the public in an effective way at the lowest cost and highest quality. as well keeping a very close rein on our budget, how we spend and allocate our resources, as well as sort of setting priorities for the department in concert with the secretary, obviously. And also, I have a representative function as a second highest ranking official in the department. A lot of my representational responsibilities there, actually quite numerous, both for the department, but also internationally for the government of the United States. So it's a fascinating job that I have. I work for a wonderful man. I mean, Bill Daley is just a terrific secretary, but it's a great department. It's a very diverse cabinet department. We do lots of things. We're actually, in terms of budget, the smallest of the cabinet agencies. Our budget this year is about $8 billion because of the year 2000 census, the ramp-up for the census. Ordinarily, it's about $6 billion. But it has about 40,000 employees. We do everything from the census, the National Weather Service, international trade, patent and trademarks, economic development, export, licensing. We do a number of things. It's a very fascinating department.
Well, who's part of your team that makes all that possible?
Who is?
Or how does that team work?
Well, we have about 9 different agencies within the department that make up the department, and each agency has a political leader, a political appointee, an officer appointed by the president. Most of them are confirmed by the Senate. They're undersecretaries or assistant secretaries. And then there, under them, there are obviously deputies and assistants, and they help to manage this department. We have a very strong career elite within the department, and they are very strong managers. They are try to follow directives. They're very innovative. I think it's a very dynamic department.
And how do you work with that team?
Well, I meet with them with probably more frequency than they would like. But I see that as very much a part of my responsibility, is to develop relationships with people in the department who can help us achieve the administration's goals. That's part of what I do. I have a little saying sometimes that I think 70% of any leader's job, if not more, is identifying the right people for the right jobs. And once you do that, you have most of the work done. So a lot of my time is spent working with people, trying to help them to understand what our goals are, trying to help them help us make certain we've set the right goals, a good and effective plan on how to implement them, as well as spending time listening to people and learning from them and learning how an operation works. No person who is a leader in the government can do his or her job without paying a lot of attention to people who've been doing what they're doing for quite some time. And they will usually be able to tell you the best way to get something done, because a lot of times they wanted to see some change. And when you spend the time with them, they can help you innovate.
You just talked about the importance of listening and understanding with so many people and even such diverse missions within the department. How do you do that? How do you communicate?
Well, you communicate through a variety of ways. You can communicate, one, by who you are, what you represent, what you stand for, what they believe that you stand for. You also communicate through the written word, making certain that you communicate effectively those things that have to be done. But more importantly, it's through teamwork. It's through people understanding, each team member understanding what her role on the team is and how you carry out your respective mission. You develop strategies and goals together, and you pursue them. It's a lot of fun. If you like people, a job like this is a great deal of fun.
Well, that's great.
We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with Robert Mallett, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce.